All year long on Alabama Public Radio, we've been looking at rural health. Many of the challenges residents of these communities face are a lack of doctors and hospitals and the money to pay for care. For many African Americans in Alabama, there's also a lack of trust of outsiders and the government. That issue can be traced back to a study conducted by the U.S. government on black men living around Tuskegee. APR's Stan Ingold reports this year marks a 20-year milestone in a federal study on syphilis, which still resonates across the country.
You remember the Rodney King affair, right? Police beat the shit out of the guy. The Tuskegee story is the Rodney King story of medicine.
Meet Peter Buxton. He's known as the whistleblower on the Tuskegee study of untreated syphilis on the Negro male. In popular culture, it's also called the Tuskegee Syphilis Experiment.
Good morning. We give honor to Almighty God.
Buxton was the guest of honor at a ceremony at the Tuskegee History Center. It marked the 20th anniversary of the official White House apology for the syphilis experiment. The audience in Tuskegee included family members of the men involved in the study. They were all helped when Buxton and the Associated Press broke the story in 1972. He says back then, the turning point was a lunchroom chat with a co-worker at the U.S. Public Health Service.
I'll never forget what he was saying. He said the patient was insane, in desperate need of some kind of help. The family didn't know what to do.
This led Buxton to dig deeper. What he found was a medical conspiracy.
There's this study being run down in this place called Tuskegee, and everybody in the study is black.
Buxton uncovered a program at the Public Health Service of finding African-American men from rural Alabama who had syphilis. Instead of treating these patients, the disease was allowed to progress while researchers took notes. It had been going on for 40 years, since 1932. Buxton recalls one doctor in the Tuskegee area who got into trouble for trying to treat one of the subjects with antibiotics.
The doctor who did the right thing had the medical society and the county health authorities jump down his throat. Look what you've done. You've treated one of these guys. You're not supposed to treat them. If he had had, let's say, pneumonia, there would have been a procedure to go through some paperwork to get permission to save the guy's life, for Christ's sake.
In 1972, Buxton tipped off a reporter from the Associated Press, and the story soon broke.
The men started out wanting just for me to settle their lawsuit and get an apology.
That's attorney Fred Gray. Before Tuskegee, his client list included civil rights icon Rosa Parks.
And they wanted a permanent memorial here.
What was done cannot be undone, but we can end the silence.
Gray sued, the government settled, and in 1997, President Clinton gave the subjects of the Tuskegee syphilis study the words they wanted to hear.
What the United States government did was shameful, and I am sorry.
This is actually a copy of my great-granddaddy's death certificate.
That's Lloyd Clements. He attended a gathering over the summer to remember the 20th anniversary of President Clinton's apology.
And it actually indicates that he actually died from syphilis.
Clements is from Tuskegee, and several of his family members were a part of the study.
Initially, there was a lot of hurt and anger involved, knowing that my family was involved in it. Then the initial hurt turned to grief and sadness, and finally wound up turning to forgiveness on my part for my family.
People in Macon County, particularly African Americans, were vulnerable.
Dr. Reuben Warren is a professor of bioethics and the director of the National Center for Bioethics and Research in Healthcare at Tuskegee University.
Not that they were uneducated, but they were undereducated. Not that they were poor, because many of the men were not, but many of them were low income.
Warren says those running the study used trusted institutions like Tuskegee University and area churches.
And what young public health students are taught and researchers are taught, if you want to get populations for your research, particularly African Americans or Hispanics, where do you go? Go to the church.
Because of the Public Health Service's treatment of those involved in the syphilis study, massive changes were made to the way information is gathered. Participants must be informed that they are part of a study. They must be made aware of how the information will be used and what the possible effects of the study could be. However, I asked Dr. Warren if something like the syphilis study could happen today.
Absolutely. I think there are instances of bioethics and public health ethics violations as we speak that are occurring. So you've got to think about the whole effort of ethics, particularly around ethics around health. It's the difference between informed consent and consent. Are people truly informed when they're consenting?
Warren says the study done at Tuskegee still has an impact on minorities to this day.
Clinical trials are critical, but the proportion of African Americans, other people of color in clinical trials is terribly poor. And so if we're not engaged in the clinical trials, then the results of the clinical trials may not be applicable to those populations.
The changes brought on because of the Tuskegee syphilis study are supposed to protect the public. However, in rural Alabama, the memory of the study is still there, and the lingering distrust is clearly visible. For APR News, I'm Stan Ingold in Tuskegee.